In Kinston, one school that serves about 200 students is under review to close. Today we talk about the charter school, Children's Village Academy. Charter schools are tuition-free and are exempt from most rules and regulations applicable to public schools. They're funded like public schools with federal and state dollars as well as grants. The amount of money allocated to a charter school is based on the number of students. The Department of Public Instruction recommended earlier this month that the charter for Kinston's Children's Village Academy be revoked because of financial concerns. Children's Village Academy began operations in 1997 and was one of the very first charter schools to open in the state. Today, the charter serves students from a three-county area and preschool and kindergarten through eighth grade. Chairman of the Board of Directors, Mike Parker, says Children's Village Academy is located in East Kinston, the poorest section of the city.
I would say somewhere between 97 to 98% of our students qualify for free lunches.
The geographic location and student makeup of Children's Village Academy could be reasons why the school has struggled with cash flow problems and increasing debt.
This is not in a rich neighborhood, so nobody's reaching in their pocket and pulling out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to help bail us out.
In 2010, Children's Village Academy had a negative fund balance of $80,339. 2 years later, the amount of debt increased by almost $100,000. It's the trend in mounting debt that concerns state education officials. According to the director of the North Carolina Office of Charter Schools, Joel Medley, Children's Village Academy was placed on financial disciplinary status in 2012.
That is the highest level of a financial warning that can be given to a charter school. Children's Village Academy had been placed on financial disciplinary status.
Medley says the number one reason charter schools are closed is because of financial concerns. In fact, 35 charters in North Carolina cited money problems as at least one reason for closing. The Division of School Business became concerned with the budget instability of Children's Village Academy when an auditor labeled the financial situation in 2011-2012 fiscal year as a going concern.
A going concern was due pretty much to the negative fund balance. It was due to the decline in their assets as well as some cash flow problems. And that going concern is a pretty big red flag that the auditor waves. Once we saw that information had been provided by their auditor, and we went back and examined and saw that they were in fact having an increasing number of students as well as an increasing financial deficit, we needed to move forward to initiate revocation.
Chairman of the Board of Directors with Children's Village Academy, Mike Parker, says a number of reasons have contributed to the charter school's financial woes, including increased energy costs, grant money drying up, and storm damage from Hurricane Irene in 2011.
Our school took a tremendous hit. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 worth of damage. Some of our ceilings caved in. We had water in some of our buildings, and so we had to do extensive amounts of repair, and as well as, you know, replace things that were damaged, you know, things inside the buildings that were damaged.
Shortly after the hurricane, Parker says they discovered the building owner they're renting from didn't have enough insurance to cover the cost of repairs.
So we had to come up with, out of our local funding, we had to come up with enough money to get all the repairs done so our children could come back to school.
At the end of fiscal 2012, an audit report showed a deficit of $229,000. However, Parker says there was about a $50,000 mistake in that report, making the real deficit $179,000.
Same auditor came in and she did what's called a compilation letter. And she found out that we have reduced our deficit now from $179,000 to roughly, as of July 31st, we had brought it down to about $50,000. And we're projecting that by the end of the year, we're going to have most of our deficit taken care of.
Parker says they've been paying off their debt by generating money through fundraisers and budget cuts, but admits more stringent accounting practices are needed.
There's no hint, no indication at all that there's been any misuse of funds. It's more like, you know, we haven't done a good job of keeping within our budget.
Since, the school board has made a decision to turn over financial responsibility to an independent manager.
So we're working with Acadia North Star, which serves probably 70 charter schools in North Carolina, and they are now managing our money. And that has added another level of accountability, and I think that's going to really help us solve our spending and deficit problems.
As a way to ensure financial stability in the future and fulfill a need for the community, Parker says the school plans to open a thrift store by next year. The State Board of Education was due to vote on whether or not to go through with revocation during their April meeting. The Charter STEM Academy of Winston-Salem was also on the chopping block with Children's Village Academy, but their charter was revoked. The school board decided to collect more information on the Kinston School and voted to table any action until their next meeting.
I think that the real concerns that DPI had about our solvency are really over with. And I think that when the state board votes in May, they're not going to revoke our charter.
While Parker remains optimistic, Director of North Carolina Office of Charter Schools, Joel Medley, says a decision by the Department of Public Instruction could play out in a couple of different ways. Either the state board will dismiss the case, or they'll revoke Children's Village Academy's charter.
Then the State Board of Education would, in June, convene an appeal panel of the state board that would hear the department's side, would also hear the side from the charter school itself, and then they would ultimately make a recommendation to the full board. That could be to not revoke the charter. It could be to revoke the charter. It could be to come with some type of a settlement agreement in between. But this would just begin the initiation process. So their vote at the state board meeting in May will determine whether or not we continue down this path or whether or not we stop.
If the state board decides to revoke their charter in May, Children's Village Academy's Parker says they plan to appeal.
We would show up at the next state board meeting and present our case to them about why they should not take our charter away. But like I say, I really don't think that it's going to come down to that.
The Department of Public Instruction will meet May 1st and 2nd. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.